calling. Oh, can you hear him tonight?
I can hear my Savior calling.
Oh, he's calling tonight.
I can hear my Savior calling. Take my cross, follow me. Where will it be? I will follow.
Will you follow tonight?
It's me. I will follow.
I will follow.
Oh, will it? It's me. I will follow. Oh, I'll go
with
it.
With
it.
I'll go with him through the garden.
I'll go with him through the garden. Oh,
I'll go with
him through the garden.
I'll go with him.
I'll go with
him through the garden. I'll go with
him.
With
let's close our eyes and lift our hands tonight just to sing once again.
With me, I will follow.
I will follow.
Oh, with me, I will follow.
I will follow.
Oh, with me, I will follow.
I'll go with him.
I'll go with
him. Oh, with
him. Hold the way. Oh, I'll go with him. Through the judgment.
Oh, how many do it tonight?
I'll go with him. Through the judgment. Judgment. I'll go with
him.
With
him.
Hold the way. Where he leads me.
Where he leads
me. I will follow.
I will follow.
Oh,
where he leads
me. I will follow. I will follow. I'll go with
him.
With him. All the way. Oh, he will give me grace and glory.
He will give me grace and glory.
He will give me grace and glory.
You are the way, the truth. You are the life.
Oh,
yes, Lord Jesus. You are the way. You are the way, Lord. Yes, Lord. Wherever you lead, O God. Tonight, Lord Jesus. Oh, your children see you as the way, O God. The only way.
I will
the only way to eternal life.
Oh,
yes, Yes, Lord Jesus.
You
are the light.
You
are the only light that can lead us. Tonight, Lord Jesus, we surrender Lord, our very thoughts and everything of God. The Lord, let your Holy Spirit lead us tonight. Let the Holy Spirit lead us tonight. Let your Holy Spirit lead us tonight. Yes, Lord Jesus, of the truth. You are the way. You are the light. Oh, there is no other way. Oh, we thank you, Lord, tonight. Oh, let us all say, Lord, we thank you, we bless you. Oh, Lord, we thank you, we bless you. Oh, we give you the glory, Lord. Oh, thank you, the Lord Jesus. Even when we were lost, oh God, oh, you came to show us the way. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we thank you, oh God. We bless you, Lord, for the day, oh Lord, our going out and our coming in. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. For our children, oh Lord, we say, blessed be your name. Oh, for our working places, Lord, we say, thank you, Lord. Oh, even Lord Jesus, oh, this moment, Lord, this moment that, Lord Jesus, we have, oh God, to be in your presence, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, thank you. We honor and bless your name, Lord. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord Jesus. Glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, God. Oh, what a privilege. Once again, Lord, we give you the thanks, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We lift your name, O God, because there is no other name. We lift it in high esteem this evening, O God. Because of Lord, because of your protection, because of your grace, because of your mercies, and above all, because of your loving kindness, Lord, towards us. That even, O Lord, as the day is coming to a close, Lord, we have this privilege to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day, O God, our children, they've been to school and back, Lord, we say thank you, God. We thank you for our homes, Lord, you have provided for us, Lord Jesus. Oh, the natural food, O God, Lord, you've laid before us on our tables, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are right before you, O God, for the great thing, O Lord. Oh, the life, O Lord Jesus. The food that gives life, O Lord. We thank you that, Lord, you are here to bless your word, O God. Hallelujah. Because you said you are the one that walk in the midst of your church. Amen. Oh, you are the one that is always present in your present with amongst your children, O God. You are the one that always, Lord Jesus, open your word and make it life. Father, tonight we surrender everything, Lord, into you. As even as we turn to your word, O God, Father, we know that the Holy Spirit is here to bless it, to make it life unto us. Father, we are here to pray tonight to Lord Jesus. Amen. Father, already, Lord, we thank you, O God, for the testimonies. Hallelujah. Oh, it proves that, Lord Jesus, our weapon, when we use it, O God, nothing can stand against it. Amen. We thank you for our precious brother Vlad, O God, what you have done, Lord. Father, we thank you also for Kwame, oh brother Kwame also, Lord. Oh, for the protection, Lord Jesus. Father, we know that, Lord, even tonight, before we utter our word, before we bring our request before you, you know everything, Lord. Amen. But Father, you want us to ask tonight. You want us to seek. You want us to knock. So, Lord, tonight we are here to do according to your word, O God. Amen. And we believe that, Lord, you are always faithful to your word. Amen. And Father, you make it, Lord, come to pass so that your name will be glorified, O God. So,
So, Lord, we thank you for this grace that we find ourselves in your presence. Bless your word, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray. Amen. Amen. God richly bless you, brethren. I'm a little bit hoarse this this evening, but it's not me. We all came here to meet the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. So as we are standing, let's just stand to our reading Revelation. We want to close Philadelphia tonight and get ourselves into Laodicea. So we shall read Revelation 3. We shall read the same 11 and 12 to close. Let's hear the word of God. Behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall go no more out, and I'll write upon him the name of my God, the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I'll write upon him my new name. Amen. Lord, we've read your word. Bless your word, O God. You are the teacher. Come teach us, Lord, tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? Yes, our God answers prayer. And tonight, he's here to answer our prayer. We thank the Lord for the testimonies. They were really great. And truly, when you look at the whole situation, you see that it always is the hands of God.
Amen.
Brother Vlad's case is just the hands of God.
Amen.
And we have a God that says, I am the Alpha and Omega. The beginning and the end, the first and the last. And so he that has started with him, he will surely end it up with for him. So he still has a prayer request here that there are many people that are all looking for the same job. And there are people who are before him. But we know we have a God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. That no matter, I gave you a testimony some time ago when I got to Rome and I was looking for a place and I had to go and register. I went and there were just a huge, many people. What could I do? I registered also. Then I just waited. And I had a call that I should come over. And that day I went there because some of the people saw me registering that day. And it nearly created a riot over there. Said, we were here when this man, I saw this man, we were here. Now that he has been called. And they started to make a... Before they tried to make things upside down, I took my keys and everything and I just ran away, left. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
There were many people that were before me, but God knows his children.
Amen.
Amen. So, my brother Vlad, God knows you. How many believe that he will come with a testimony that he has been chosen?
Amen.
That he is one of them.
Amen.
Oh, praise be to God. As long as all of us agree tonight, it is ye. Amen. And we thank the Lord also for Kwame. He called me very late that night, and he was telling me something that looked so. And so I advised him, don't sleep in that house. Just when call the police when they come. Tell the police to take you to a safer place. And he did the same, and the police truly gave him a lift. And he had to come and sleep with one of his brothers. Amen. See, they targeted him to just a stone, just threw a stone. But God is our shield.
Amen.
He said, when the enemies will come in like a flood,
Amen. My
spirit will raise a standard.
Amen.
And thank God, the Spirit of God raised a standard for him. He's here tonight to raise that same standard. If even there is what the enemy trying to work against us, he's here to raise that same shield. Amen. He is our shield and our buckler.
Amen.
No one can touch us.
No one.
Praise God.
Amen.
We are the children of God.
Amen.
And thank God that we have a topic tonight. Pillars in the temple of God.
Hallelujah.
Pillars. In the temple of God. My brother, my sister, you are a pillar. A pillar in the temple of God. He said, he that overcometh, will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. He that overcometh. And the prophet said, who is the overcomer? He said, he that believes that Jesus is the Christ.
Amen.
If you believe it, that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus is Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And he said, if you believe that there is only one person, there are no two people. One of these days we are going to refresh our minds about the things that we believe, the Godhead, because sometimes you meet somebody and say, look, they don't understand why we say that there is only one God. They will tell you there are three gods, and they will start quoting places, especially where Jesus was praying that, oh, Father, so whom was he praying to? And why do you tell me there is only one God? We have all the answers here.
Amen.
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 So we are going to turn on to that to help especially those who have come in. They are now growing up so that they will take that also to be their what? Their shield. Amen. And even we, the old ones, sometimes we forget those scriptures. So we need to what? Remind, refresh our minds.
Amen.
Amen. We need to refresh our minds.
Amen.
So we will be teaching on what? This Godhead. Amen. Lord willing, we may start. Because I had to wait on the Lord for him to give me the direction. So I won't say anything now.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, he that overcometh is he that believes that Jesus is Christ. And that it is only one person. He says, someone that has been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You are an overcomer. Praise God. That's what the prophet is saying. You are an overcomer. Because it is not easy. It has to take God for you to believe that he is one. It has to take he himself to bring that understanding to you. Look at how many people have been to higher schools. Some even, they have Bible schools. They go and receive their D.D.D. doctor in divinity. But yet they said it is Father, Son, Holy Ghost. But you have been to nowhere. Praise the Lord. Amen. You've never been to that kind of what Bible school. But through what? Through revelation. Amen. 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 True revelation.
Hallelujah.
Not through what? Bible school. Amen. Not through what a man will say. But what God will reveal to you. Amen. And it has to take the revelation of God to lay it upon your heart before you can believe that there is only one God. And the prophet said that makes you an what? An overcomer. Amen. Amen. Oh, we are overcomers. With that alone, he said, you are what? An overcomer. Then he said, I will make you a pillar in the temple of God. We all know what a pillar is. Amen. We have two pillars even standing here. And we know the purpose of a pillar. Amen. It supports. It's part of what? The very building. Amen. Let's listen to something here. He said, but what is a pillar? A pillar is actually a part of the foundation, for it holds up the superstructure. Praise God, that pulls the overcomer right in with the apostles and prophets. For it says in Ephesians 2:19 and 22. Let's turn to Ephesians 2:19 and 22. It said, praise be to God that you and I, we have the right with the apostles and the prophets, for we have become also the pillars. Amen. Part of the what? The superstructure. And we are talking about the temple of God. Oh, when I was in there and I was hearing your praises. Oh, we are the temple of God.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We are the temple of God.
Amen.
And you are a pillar.
Amen.
Now let's read Ephesians 2. 19. Now therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God. You are no more what, strangers. You are no more foreigners. You are not a Gentile. Praise the Lord. But you are a fellow citizen with the saints, with Abraham, with Isaiah, with Jeremiah, oh, hallelujah, with Job, with Moses. Oh, glory be to his name. You are a fellow citizen with them and of the household of God and are built upon, look at what has been built upon you, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Amen. Together with the apostles and the prophets. My brother, my sister. Oh, look at we. Welcome. Look at you being what? Equal with what? The apostles and the prophets. All of you joined together to be what? The household of God. There is no what? There is no one greater than the other. Amen. Our pillars are always the same height. Pillars are always the same height. And my brother, the thing is, when someone is building a house, where the pillars stand, amen, it is different than the concrete they put there. Amen. The foundation is what? Is so strong. Praise the Lord. Amen. And so, my brother, my sister, what foundation are you standing on? Amen. Brethren, we are standing on what? A strong foundation. Christ. Jesus being that rock. Amen. And the prophet said something. He said, look, we are not building a wall. Huh? We are not building a wall, but we are building what? A house. And there are corners. And those corners, that's where what? The strength is. That's where Christ is the cornerstone. Amen. Let's read on verse 21. It said, in whom all the building fitly, as Christ Jesus, the cornerstone, in whom all the building fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. In whom ye also are builded together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Amen. You have been built in a way that you become what? A habitation of what? Christ himself through the Spirit. You understand that?
Yes.
That's what you were singing today. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God? In you dwell what? The Almighty God in spirit.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what we want to tell the devil tonight.
Yeah.
That the Almighty God, he is in this temple.
Hallelujah.
And he that is in me is greater than he that is what?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So he that is in us tonight is greater than what is in the world. So we have all the authority. We have all the power to say, peace, be still. And all the storms, the billows, has to what? Has to calm. Amen. We are him. So, even if anyone is sick amongst us tonight, we will just lay hands upon that one and say, in the name of Jesus Christ, you are healed. And that person must be healed tonight.
Amen.
Praise God. How's my little daughter? Amen.
Hallelujah.
They traveled last week and the devil had wanted to use some kind of a way of trying to divert the brother's attention. See? If the devil cannot attack us, then he goes to the children. But praise be to God. We thank that even she's here tonight. She really fell sick, but our God is always alive.
Amen.
Wherever we go.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, we have that authority. He said, Christ, his habitation, the habitation of God through the Spirit. We are builded together. His dwelling place is this temple. Amen. And he said, and he shall go no more out. Oh, if you are a pillar, my brother, nothing can move you out.
Amen.
Nothing can move you. You are like what? A tree that is planted by the rivers of water.
Amen. Amen.
How can this pillar be moved out? Praise the Lord. If you are a pillar in the house of God, nothing can move you.
Amen.
Persecution, trials, difficult, whatever. It can never move you.
Amen.
My brother, so if there are things that can work, make you unstable, watch it carefully. You are not yet that pillar God is talking about. A pillar, nothing can move you. Praise God. No matter what the devil will throw against you, you will not move. You will say yes to every word. Praise God. Nothing can stand on your way. You are a pillar. A pillar, nothing can move it. And he said, I will write upon him the name of my God. What is the name of God? What is the name of God? I will write upon him the name of my God. Amen. And the prophet said, he was God with us, which is Emmanuel, but that was not the given name. He said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. Amen. Amen. Thou shalt call his name Jesus. When the angel came to speak to Mary, said, thou shalt call his name Jesus. And Jesus said, I came in my Father's name, and yet ye received me not, but we received him. And so that name is upon us. Amen. He said that child, his name will be called what? Jesus. And Jesus said, I came in the name of my Father. So what is the name of God? Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I came in the name of my Father. So the name of God is what? Jesus. And he said he will what? He will write upon you that name. That name of my God. I will write it upon you. Sister Ruby had a different name before she saw Brother Tony. Sister Precious, you had your own maiden name before you saw Brother Dube. But now you are called all the time, they call Sister Dube, Sister Dube. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. And so if he is married to, if we are married to him, what name will we have to bear? Hallelujah. Jesus. Oh, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If we are married to him, then we go to carry his name also. And that is what he's saying. I will write upon him the name of my God. And the name of my God is Jesus. And he's talking about what? The bride here. He's talking about the bride. You will carry my name, Jesus. Tonight, my brother, tonight, my sister, we are carrying that name. Hey, Jesus, when he appeared, what happened? In that, when he was going to Gennesaret, we know of the man that was staying in the tombs. Praise the Lord. Fearful man. And when he saw Jesus coming, he ran and fell before him. He said, oh, you Jesus, that's what Christ, see, he was even calling him that mighty God. Is it time for you to come to torment us? Please. That is tonight, that's how you are. Amen. Amen. The devil has to come and fall. He's already fallen before you. Amen. Amen. Because you are carrying the name Jesus. Now from today, I will remember. I am Jesus. From today, remember that word. You are what? Jesus. And there's nothing that can stand before him because he is God, the creator of heaven and earth. And so with that, we are going to hold that tonight that we are Jesus. That man who can walk upon the sea, that man that can feed 5,000 people with the 5 loaves of bread, that man that says, peace be still, and the storms, the billows, the winds go to obey him. That man that can give the blind their sight. That man who's in his name, the cripples walk. That man who the dumb, in his name they speak. The deaf, they hear. That day when he said, peace be still, what did the disciples say? Say, what manner of man is this? Amen. Tonight, the devil is afraid because we have taken the name Jesus tonight. My brother, hold it fast. That's what he said. He said, hold on to what you have received. Hold fast onto it. And tonight we have heard something. Jesus says, he will put the name of my God upon us if we will only be overcomers, if we will believe that he is Christ, if we will believe that he is one. Amen. That is what he's telling us tonight. Let's read something here. He said, now when God put a man in the temple as a pillar, and make him as a part of that foundation group, what is he doing? He's giving him the revelation of the word of himself. Because that is exactly what the apostles and the prophets they had. Amen. It's a revelation, my brother. It has to take what? Revelation. So tonight, we thank God that we have a revelation that, all along, Brad, our real name was what? Jesus, the bride of Christ. So today we have taken that name tonight. Amen. Amen. We have accepted that name tonight. And so now you be Christ. You know who Christ is then. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, sir. Christ in many situations. Christ a humble person. Christ a meek person. Oh, Christ, all the powers belongs to him. Christ, he's always what? Present. Amen. So my brother, tonight we have taken that name. We are going to stand upon that name and pray tonight and claim all that belongs to us. Amen. And the name of the city of my God, you see, the name of the city of my God, see, this very city, the way even how it came down, it shows we as the bride coming also to what? To meet our what? Our husband. Amen. And he said, he that overcometh, and which I said, and New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and then I will write upon him my new name. Let's see what the prophet said about this new name. He said, I will write my new name upon him. My new name when all becomes new. When all had become new. We shall get that new name. He will take upon him a new name, and that name will be the name of the bride also. What that name is, none dare conjecture. It will be a revelation of the Spirit given so conclusively that none would dare deny it. But no doubt he will leave that revelation to the day when he desired to give that name forth. Suffice it to know, that will be more what wonderful than we could ever imagine. We have a new name. We have a new name, and we will surely receive it. But now we know we are. Our name is what? Jesus. Tonight, brethren, let's look. We have read more, many things about the Lord Jesus Christ. So if we have taken up the name Jesus Christ, our life must be just in line with him. We must live like him. We must talk like him. We must what? Overcome. We must be able to overcome the enemy, Satan, the way how he overcame. Amen. Always using what? The word. Amen. The word is only our weapon. Prayer is our weapon. My brother, with this, the enemy, we are more than conquerors. Overcomers tonight. What do you want to overcome? Amen. You are Jesus. Amen. You are Jesus tonight. Believe it. That I am Jesus tonight. I've taken that name. And all that I'm looking for tonight, I, Jesus, will make it come to pass. Because authority has been given to me. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. A true wife to her husband, he has what? He has equal access. Amen. When you get into a new house, you got the key. If it is one, why do you make two? Because of what? Because you want to give one to your wife. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You rent a house, it's only one key. Why don't you put the key into your pocket alone? Oh, if you do that, then you are a wicked husband. Amen. But you try to make a duplicate. And that duplicate, you give it to your wife. So that she can get access to the house, even whilst you are not there. Oh, my brother, my sister, we hold the key tonight. Amen. Amen. We hold that key tonight. He has given us that key. Now to open. Let's open it tonight. And he's the one that opens and no one can close. Hallelujah. And if it is what a door that the enemy is trying to come in, we have the key. Let's shut that place. And when we shut, no one can open. Praise God. Ah, we have the key now. He told, and it was by revelation, that key was given to the what? The apostles. When Peter said, "You are the Christ." You see, it's a revelation until you know that he is the Christ. Amen. Amen. When it was revealed to Peter, whom do men say I, the Son of Man, I am? Who, you, who do you say I am? And Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus said, "Simon Peter, this had not been revealed to you by what? Flesh and blood. But my Father that is in heaven, that has revealed this unto you." A revelation knowing that Christ, Jesus was the what? Is the Christ. That's what we have just read here. The prophet is saying, amen, that an overcomer is the one that have that revelation that Jesus is what? Is Christ. And when that revelation was given to Peter, Jesus said, "Upon this, I'll build my church upon this revelation. And the gates of hell can never prevail against it. Tonight, we will hold a key. The gates of hell can never prevail against us tonight. Yes. Tonight, my brother, my sister, let's gather faith now. Will the musicians begin to come in now? Let's gather faith tonight. We have the keys because we have a revelation. And that revelation we have received, that we know that he is what? God. Christ. He is the Lord. Amen. Tonight, what is your request? Tonight, what are you looking for? Tonight, we have a prayer request from Brother George. Come Friday, Lord willing, he's going to sit for an exam. And he's brought what? His request before the church here. And all the Jesus tonight, we are going to what? Pray over it. That he will come out successful. Amen. The same our brother Brad. That we are not looking at the number. How many people are applying for that job? In short, let me tell you the kind of job. That's the is driving what? Dublin bus. Oh, praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. We will very soon see our brother driving number 33.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to God. Mm-hmm. How many believe that?
Amen.
Yes, sir, it's going to happen.
I
now, if you have not brought your request here, just hold it in your heart.
Amen. Thank you, brother.
Tonight, we are Jesus.
Amen.
And we are going to claim. And we believe that we have already received. Amen. Every sickness in this house, in the name of Jesus Christ, we cast them out. We cast them out in Jesus' name and claim total healing. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, pillars. Pillars in the temple of God. Nothing can move you. Oh, you are pillars. Pillars.
But I have a friend.
Oh, yes,
watches over me. When the breeze turns into a gale, for I know
the master of the way.
I know him blessed.
Oh, yes, oh, yes, Lord.
I know the maker of the way.
Holy Spirit tonight!
He can calm
yes.
the storms and make the sun
whatever
shine
be
it. Again.
I know the master of the way.
Oh, yes.
Sometimes I soar like an eagle to the high, above the peak my soul can be found.
Oh, hallelujah, amen.
An unexpected storm may drive me from the highs, brings me low,
oh.
but never
yes, sir.
brings me down.
Never, never,
for
never.
I know the master of
oh, yes, Lord, tonight we know. We know who you are.
Redeemer.
We thank you for the
I
name.
Know the
Jesus, the name Jesus you have given to us tonight, oh God.
Ain't, oh, he can calm the souls of me. Sun to shine again. I know the master of the way. For I know the master of the way.
I know one blessed Redeemer. I know the Maker of the world. Oh, He can calm the storm to make the sun to shine again. I know the Master of the wind.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I know
yes,
the Master
Lord, we know.
Of the wind.
Yes, tonight, Lord Jesus.
I know
we have
the
taken your name. We have adopted that name.
Oh, He can
we claim that name.
Make the sun.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
I know
any
wind, the Master
of any storm.
Sometimes
that
I saw
in the face of children.
Sometimes I saw
in the name of Jesus Christ.
To the high,
we claim
above the
pain. We bring our request. We bring all that Lord Jesus we are looking forward. We are believing tonight,
an
of God.
Unexpected storm.
And nothing is going
you
to stop.
Drive me from the high.
All hindrances have been cleared. We are the pillars. The pillars in the temple of God.
Oh, I know.
Pillars that can never be moved.
I know the Master of the wind.
Pillars that can never be moved.
I know my blessed Redeemer.
Pillars that can never
I
be moved.
I know the Maker of the wind. He can count the souls of
Jesus. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name.
Oh,
thank you, Lord Jesus, for the name.
I know the Master.
Thank you for the name. That name alone. That name. That name alone.
I know
that name alone. That name alone.
I know I'm blessed and redeemed tonight.
With that name,
I know. The Maker
we know that the devil had no way.
Yes, Lord.
With that name, we are more than conquerors. With that name, we claim. With that name, we walk over serpents. We walk over all the works, the principalities, the powers of the enemy.
My bird of life.
We trod them underfoot.
Sing on the troubles.
We trod them underfoot tonight.
Whenever there's a sin.
Yes,
in
my God.
Sin.
Yes, my God.
But I
yes,
have a friend and who watches.
Yes,
over
Lord
me.
Jesus. Yes.
Find the snow and into. For I know,
oh,
I know the Master of the world. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the Maker of the world.
Oh,
of the rain tonight. Oh, He can calm the storm
and make the sun shine again. Oh, I know. Master of the wind. My brother, my sister, tonight, there is nothing that can stand against that name. And that is the name that we have claimed tonight. The Lord Himself has put that name upon us. And we know with that name, He has given us the authority. He wants us to be like Him. To talk like Him. And now, He has given us even the keys. Because we have believed that He is God. We have believed that He is the only one God. We thank the Lord for that revelation. He has given us that revelation. And now we hold the key. We hold the key tonight, my brother. We have the name. We have the keys. Now, is it a closed door? Is your request in the form of a closed door? Tonight, just believe. As you hold the key, open the door. Open it. That thing, that very thing you are looking for,
that seems that it is never coming your way, open tonight. You have the keys. You have the name. Open it. And when you open it, no one can close. If it is something that is against your home, your family, yourself, your children, that door that the enemy are coming through, close them tonight. Close them. That sickness and disease can never have any way into your family, into your house, into your home. You have the key tonight. Say, Lord, tonight I close that door. That close that door of sickness to my house tonight, Lord. I have the key. I have the name. And tonight I close that door and claim total healing in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, you have been looking for that thing. You have been looking for your documents. You have been looking for a job.
Hallelujah.
You have been looking for all this, whatever be it tonight. The devil looks as if that door has been closed. Tonight, my brother, my sister, you have the authority to open that door tonight. Open it. You have the keys. You have the name. And nothing can stop it. Praise the Lord. As you prepare yourself, just meditate in the first place. Then cry unto Him. Say, Lord. Now in your meditation, say, Lord, tonight, if there is anything in me that is a hindrance, Lord, take it off first. Lord, take away, roll the stone away. Lord, I roll that stone away. Just get yourself. Get yourself. If there is something, just, you know that, oh, today, the way how even I spoke, Jesus would not have spoken that way. Oh, today, I remember when I went that place, the way how I behaved, Jesus will not behave that way. Clear that one. Say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. So that that hindrance will get away from your, from the way. For the Lord to speak now. Yes. Lord, tonight we have cleared every stone, every hindrance, every obstacle. We have cleared everything now. Lord, we have asked for forgiveness. The way we acted last week, the way we acted yesterday, the way we acted today, Lord, we have asked for your forgiveness. We have cleared the hindrance. We have taken away the stone. Now, Lord, we take the key. Yes, Lord Jesus. All that you are looking for.
I surrender.
Now, my brother, now speak now. Now speak unto him. Speak to him. Now speak to him. Claim all that you are looking for tonight. He is here. He has given you his name. He has given you his name. He has given you the keys. You are holding on to the key. You are holding on to his name. Tonight, believe that you are a pillar. You are a pillar. You are a pillar in the house of God, in the temple of God. You are a pillar. Nothing can move you. No one can move you. Lord, we want to pray, O God, for all our brethren who are not here tonight. They are part of the body. Lord, you know where they are, O God. We believe that, Lord Jesus, it is by good reasons that they are not here tonight. And Father, we can never live without remembering them also, because we are all in the same body of you, Christ Jesus. So Lord, we pray for our brethren who are not here, that Lord Jesus, what we have received tonight, it will be their portion. That your name Jesus, oh God, will be upon them. The Lord, you give them the keys also. Lord, wherever they are, bless them, O Lord. Those who have to remain with the children, bless them, Lord. Those who, because of school, bless them, Lord. Those because of job, bless them, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let all be accomplished in your name, Lord. Father, we want to remember our pastor, Lord, into your hands. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. He's on your service, Lord. When his car broke down, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we want the car back. Oh, for your service. Lord, we want it back on the road again. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, same also, we commit the family, his family, into your hands. The wife and the children. Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, bearing the same name, Jesus Christ, nothing can overshadow us. Lord Jesus, we pray that you strengthen him. Make him strong, Lord, by the demonstration of the power of the Holy Spirit, O Lord Jesus, speak through him. Hallelujah. To your bride, Lord. Father, we pray that you grant him that the spirit of uncompromising. The Lord Jesus, he will stand by the truth. Lord, not by any dictation of what? Of the enemy. No, sir, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your Holy Spirit, Lord, overshadow him in Jesus' name. Let your Holy Spirit overshadow this pulpit, overshadow the pews, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, let your name be established in this church. The name Jesus Christ be established in this church. That, Lord, we bear that name wherever we go. That people will see us as true Christ-like people. Oh, Lord Jesus, we know that we cannot do it by ourselves, Lord. That's why we ask for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, as many that have not received yet. Lord, let it be like that rushing wind. Sweep over everyone, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. Father, we remember our children, Lord, into your hands. Lord, protect them, O God. Protect them, Lord Jesus. Protect them, O God, from the hands of the enemy. Out there, when they go to the various schools, all kinds of spirit around, but Lord Jesus, we are believing in Jesus' name. The Lord, you all, Holy Spirit, will surround them, O God. Father, never allow any exit or entrance be unto them. Close every entrance. Close every exit. Oh, Lord Jesus. Tonight, we bless your name, God. The Lord, you came tonight to tell us, to assure us, to bring us to remembrance that you have placed upon us the name of your God. And tonight we have found that there is no other name but the name Jesus Christ. The Lord, we have bestowed that name unto us tonight. It has been there always, but tonight has been a special day, oh God, reading from your word to remind us that that is our name. Lord, we have taken that name, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are more than overcomers. As the prophet said, anyone that has received the revelation of who Christ is, that he is the God. He is the Lord. There is only one God. Father, tonight, we thank you for the revelation. Many have been to schools and colleges to find the truth. They've never found it. But true revelation, Lord, you have given unto us. Even as we babes like, we stand before you tonight. How true is it that, Lord, you said, ye see your calling, that not many nobles, nor kings, that you have taken the weak things of this world to confound the things that are mighty. That is how we are, Lord. We thank you tonight, O God. The Lord, through that revelation, Lord, you have given us the keys. And today, and from today, Lord, we have that authority to open every closed door. Yes, Lord. We thank you, O God, that we are holding on to that key to open every closed door. And any door of the enemy trying to infiltrate into our camp in the name of Jesus Christ, we close that door. Today, Lord, we believe that when we close, no one can open. We thank you tonight for the Holy Spirit presence. We thank you that, Lord, every request tonight will never return to us void. It will come accomplished. It will come fulfilled. We believe it in Jesus' name. Every request tonight, we've claimed them in Jesus' name. We thank you that you have made us pillars in the temple of God, and nothing can move us. In Jesus' name we are abiding. We shall not be moved. Let's sing that song as we close. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I shall not be moved. Can anything move you? Oh, yes, sir. Nothing can move you. Let's sing that song.
Jesus is my Savior. In his love abiding,
I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
I shall not be
moved.
I shall not be, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters.
I shall not be moved. In my Christ abiding,
I shall not be moved.
Oh, in his love I'm hiding.
I shall not be moved,
just like a tree that planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved. If I trust him ever, oh, he will pay me never. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that planted by the waters. Oh, I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. On his word I'm feeding. Oh, he's the one that's leading. I shall not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
Oh yes,
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that planted by the waters. I shall not be moved.
Hallelujah.
Oh glory, hallelujah. Oh yes, yes. I'm calling Jehovah. Shall not be moved, just like a tree that planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. Oh, I shall not be. Not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. In his love abiding. Oh, in him confided. Not be moved, just like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. I shall not be. Oh yes, thank you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Oh yes, Lord, we are coming back with our testimony. We are coming back with our testimony. We know, Lord, tonight, oh, that Lord, we have asked our request. It will come back fulfilled. It will come back fulfilled. We believe it, Lord. Yes, that Jesus will not fail. You have never failed. Jesus has never failed. I shall not be. He will never fail. He will never fail. I shall not be. Oh yes, Lord Jesus, thank you. Though the tempest rages, oh yes, sir, on the rock of ages we stand. Like a tree that planted by the waters, I shall not be moved. Oh, I shall not be moved.
tested by the waters. Oh, I shall not move. I shall not be. I shall not be. To move just like a tree that planted by the wall.
Amen. God bless you, saints. It's been wonderful to be in the house of the Lord tonight. The battle can get very hard sometimes, but when you come here and the word is read that you are a pillar and there's nothing can move you, we thank the Lord for that and certainly for his presence among us tonight. So we all wish you the best as you go home, and we'll meet again on Friday night. I'm sure there will be a service for everyone Friday night. So just before we go, I think Sister Lily was sending a message to say if the saints could remember them. They couldn't come tonight because Brother Pele is in work, and my father was sending greetings to everyone. He arrived home safely, so we want to thank the Lord for all that. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are most thankful, for we are a privileged people, Lord. Father, we don't take this word for granted. In the simplicity of the preaching of the word, Lord, Father, many people are saved. Lord, many are turned away from a wrong way. Father, many are encouraged, Lord, to keep pressing on. Father, indeed, even as we leave this place tonight, Lord, how thankful I am for the word of God, for it has come just at a time when it is needed, Lord, to remind us, Lord, that they that would overcome would be pillars in thy temple. Father, indeed, Lord, there is nothing that could move us, Lord. And we're just praying tonight, Lord, that we would take this word and go with it in our hearts, Lord, that it would continue to do that which you want it to do, Lord, to mold us into overcomers, Lord. Father, that we may overcome every situation the devil may try to throw at us, for our adversary is always, Lord, oh God, looking for opportunity to try and come in, Lord. But Father, this night, every door that the enemy has tried to use has been shut, Lord, and every door that he has closed on us, Lord, to try to take us away from our promises, Lord, has been opened. We are thankful, Lord, Father, for Brother Vladimir and the things you have done. Amen. For him. Lord, we are believing, Lord, oh God, that Father, you would give him the desires of his heart, for you promised that you would give him an expected end, Lord. We are believing tonight for our brother George, how he has stood in the post of duty. Amen. Defying even the odds of his health many times. I pray for him, Lord, that Father, on Friday, you will be the unseen visitor in the exam room, Lord, and give him such wisdom to overcome any question that may be thrown at him, Lord. We are believing this, O God, that Father, you would overcome for each and every other brother that could be facing any difficulties. Remembering our brother Mike, who is standing amongst us and his family tonight, that Father, O God, even this that the landlord has brought to their attention would come to nothing, O God. That Father, it would tend to be for your glory. We commit it into your hands. You are a mighty Jehovah that is still providing, Lord, even in a time where there's a famine. I pray you would provide for him and his family something even more glorious, Lord. I pray, Father, for our brethren that are home, some sick, Lord, some unwell, some discouraged, Lord. Amen. I pray, Father, in this hour that you touch them, Lord, and encourage them once more, Lord, oh God, that they may rise up again, Lord, oh Father, that they may come once more to be together with the saints, that we may rejoice in your presence. Bless us, Father, as we go home. May you keep us safe, Lord, until we meet again. We commit each and every person going to work, Lord, going to colleges, whatever they may be about. Lord, I pray that you be with us, Father, until we meet again. We commit our brother Maxwell, Lord, and the musicians and every brother and sister that has labored to make this service the way it went, that Father, oh God, you would bless them abundantly. Until we meet, Father, we commit our pastor into your hands, that you be with him too, Lord, that Father, you would use him Friday night to speak unto your people, Lord. We ask these things in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints.
Spirit.